country summer holiday, I went to a summer camp to the United States with some, because I was still in mainland China at that time, and with some, but I went with the camp is organized by the by institution in Hong Kong. So I went with some maybe Hong Kong students, and at that time I realized some many big difference between my English network and the Hong Kong students' English network. Maybe my reading is okay, but my vocabulary is much less than them, and also my speaking level is much poor and something like that. And yeah, because it was I live in the with a local American, so it was quite memorable, and yeah, it was a pleasant journey.
That's great. So how did you overcome the shyness or like the difficulty in communicating with them?
Never. I never overcame those things. And but you know, when you get along with people for a longer time, then it's easier for you to communicate with them. So yeah, that's all.
It's okay. I mean, everyone works differently in a different learning pace. So let's move on to our next question. Do you mind telling me your most memorable English reading experience?
Because I don't read much English novels, and my first English novel is Harry Potter. But I think the first one that I, because when I read the Harry Potter, I've already seen their films, and so I already know what is going on. So the first one that is completely new is a book about, it's not Romeo and Juliet, but something, some derivatives of them. So I don't remember the name. If maybe I'm called Juliet, it's an American novel, and bought on a trip to America. And yes, I skip most works that I don't understand, but on the whole, I understand what is going on. So yeah, this is the first time I enjoy a completely new book of written in English.
I see. So, but I think like everyone, like it's very personal whether they check up the word or not. But for example, when you're doing something academics, for example, when you're reading, so because your major is and you're studying medicine, so when you encounter a word you don't understand, like for academic purpose, would you look it up?
I used to use the English Chinese dictionary called UDI, I think UDI, mobile app. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite convenient because it can connect to the internet and search it for you. But I mean, when I go deeper in medicine, it would be quite difficult if I still translate the things into Chinese and to memorize those things. And it would be easier because everything becomes English and just remember their English name. So I use the three dictionary and also the dictionary.com, I think, yeah, those two websites.
Oh, that's great. I remember they're the online platforms, right? So other than, you know, reading like novels, have you read other like articles online that you find like memorable?
Articles? Well, I've read a lot of articles online, but none of them are especially memorable. I don't really think there's one special, because usually it's for academic purpose.